getting comfortable. Checking the posture. And begin with the meditations that we do in order to relax the body and in order to bring our awareness of our full body. So in your own time. Employing now the meditational techniques for stability of attention with the rise and fall of the abdomen. elevating your consciousness now to a more subtle level and employing the meditational technique to increase vividness. And so, we once again ask ourselves the question, why are we still in samsara? Broadly speaking, one of the most important points is that we do not understand suffering of ourself and others. And you can say to yourself, well, I do understand suffering, but go deeper. With this not understanding the suffering of self and others, we're stuck here because we see disturbing emotions and delusion as somehow pure and permanent. We have no deep understanding of what happiness is. And so we mislabel suffering as happiness. and we see ourselves, others, objects, interactions as having permanence from within. A kind of unchanging self of that object. And so the Buddha said, here's a big mistake, here's a huge delusion. We see that which is selfless as having self. And because of this, we're caught up in a network of ignorance. So this ignorance has got to be met and faced squarely. And we need to know that liberation is possible. This requires us to be absolutely clear about the fundamental nature of our mind. We need to recognize and experience the clarity, the knowing. The mind is overwhelmed by afflictive emotions, and instinctively we cling to them. We're directed by them, and we're trapped by them, and we suffer because of them. Think about this. Overwhelmed by afflictive emotions, they take control. Yet we're not foolish, we know most of this. And we know it harms us, and we know it harms others. But what do? I tend to ignore, suppress, endure, or pretend it's not a problem. The Buddha Dharma way is to recognize and acknowledge all of it as soon as possible. apply the knowledge and antidotes of the Lam Rim. Dissolve these afflictions and transform them, and never act them out. His Holiness says that all sentient beings wish for happiness and wish to avoid suffering. And it's true in this life, isn't it, that we can say, you know, I have had happy times. So we need to ask ourselves, how real was that happiness? Did a contentment arise? Or was that happiness ultimately limited? Unsatisfactory? Or temporary? Or illusory? Consider. When unhappiness comes, or suffering, who do you turn to now, and what do you turn to? Perhaps family, work, study, relationships, hobbies or holidays. And when this doesn't work out, or any relief you get is temporary, we tell ourselves stories like, yeah, okay, but next time I'm going to try harder. Next time I'll do this. Next time I'll do that. We have stories we tell ourselves. And we continue along the same lines. But it is true. You can have short-term relief of suffering. And then it's back to square one. And And this habit of looking externally for relief of suffering is very difficult to break. Ask yourselves why and focus. Thank you.